from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of Atlanta Falcons tight ends, I guess. That's the pivot right there.
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts visited with Andy and Randy on Friday. And look, man, he talked about what Kirk Cousins is like. And have you ever played with a quarterback quite like this?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not going to do the comparing game.
No.
But
him,
I would say him and Matt are pretty similar in terms of, you know, taking charge of the team, being in that veteran role and knowing, you know, where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, so, you can preserve yourself and not run into any headaches. I think Desmond did a great job of, you know, his first year starting and, you know, doing as best he could and, you know, trying to get as many wins as he could.
Kyle Pitts looked very, very happy on Saturday night. You and I were kind of watching from a strange angle, but all the things you hope that Kyle Pitts could do with Kirk Cousins, it seems like that was playing out in front of us.
Yeah, he looks a lot like he did come out of Florida right now for me. He's very explosive. The ball placement is where he can make these catches, and they look wild. I mean, he had one on the sideline Saturday at Second Year High School when we were there. That was phenomenal, and. You know, I think we were talking with Arch, and Arch is like, look, and if you're Kyle Pitts, it looks like Matt Ryan walking through the door again.
Love to hear that.
Oh, you know, you do, Nikki, because you go back to 21 and look what he did with Matt, and that was the best year of his career.
Yep.
It was also the last time that he had a full year of being healthy for the most part.
Yep.
But you just got to think that this is going – this year could be huge for Kyle Pitts.
It has
forward.
To be.
Nikki, I want to know real quick before
right? we
No, it does. You're right.
That's so right. I want to just ask you real quick, and we're going to move on and get some Darnell Mooney sound. But you were obviously around the Falcons for a couple of years and interviewed players and talked to guys like Matt Ryan and Tony. And who was the best? Listen, you don't have to say my name. Take my name out of it. Take your husband's name out of it as well.
Oh, I never interviewed Michael. That's a big joke because he was like, there were way more important people
for
to me.
Sure. For sure. Who was the best interview back then? Like, what personality did you love?
Mud Duck.
That's my guy.
Todd McClure
was the GOAT.
He was great.
Man, there was nobody better to talk to.
Gosh, he was awesome. Obviously, Matt.
Did you ever do Brett Romberg? Romberg was, that guy was so funny.
I don't think I interviewed him. Roddy White. I mean,
classic.
Curtis Lofton.
Yeah.
Gosh,
that's
Kurt,
a good name.
You know, the 5-0. He was one of the best.
Yeah.
Curtis Lofton was a great dude.
I don't know if y'all keep up with him anymore, but I love seeing him and Jenny and like his whole sweet family right
now. Is he back in Atlanta?
He's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I thought he was.
He's super plugged in over there. But those were probably some of my favorite.
Thomas Dekou, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, Dekou.
Yeah.
Gosh. I just remember his smile.
Yeah.
He was always
cheesing,
smiling.
Always
cheesing.
Look, I want to talk a little bit about Darnell Mooney. We got a chance to catch up with him after practice on Saturday. Bo and I did. And look, man, I this was a really intriguing answer because we asked him about, hey, what was the timeline like and when did you know you wanted to play with Kirk Cousins?
Very excited. I mean, from the QB one or whatever it was on Netflix.
The quarterback?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I grew so much respect from then. And then, you know, late December – are kind of like ending and whatever, and it was like speculations of Kirk coming to, you know, Atlanta. I'm like, shoot, if I don't end up staying in Chicago, I want to go to Atlanta with Kirk. So I kind of made an early decision before, you know, free agency or whatever happens in Chicago. And Kirk is amazing. He's an amazing player. He's an amazing person. He's funny. I didn't know he was that. Sometimes he thinks he's the funniest person. He has some dad jokes, but he's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, he is pretty cool, and he's also a pretty good thrower of the football, like he was on Saturday night.
I like how he worded it though, because he didn't give anything away. But let me translate for it. Kirk texted me and said he was coming to Atlanta, and I said, "Yeah, if that money's right, I'm there." And it was, and he is. And,
yeah, me too.
and that because that's what I heard. Because he's like, "Oh yeah, if I don't stay in Chicago, so if Chicago doesn't offer me more, I'm gone." And you know, I don't want to step on what we might be talking to, but I just thought it was amazing. He was like, "Yeah, the ball comes out quick. He trusts us. You know, he just says, go do your thing, and I'm going to hit where you're supposed to be, and I trust you'll be there." That's what a veteran – that's what Desmond Ridder didn't bring and Marcus Mariota didn't bring. Is
you
that,
can't as a young guy. It's hard to when you haven't had success on – you know, yourself. Guys don't know if they can trust you or not.
But, well – yeah, they're waiting. They're waiting for that moment. Kirk's putting the ball there, and you're going to be there. And that's the difference. And that's why when people talk about can they pass protect, I have faith that they can. I don't think they'll have to pass protect as long as they used to, honestly.
Yeah, Nicky, I think you'll respect this, too. When he walked up, and I can't remember, Bo would be able to tell you the 40 time. And I'm not comparing these two at all. So if you're out there listening, that's not what I'm trying to say. But when he walked
Someone's still going to say that's what you meant.
I know. It always happens. But when he walked up, frame-wise, I was like, this guy's got a frame kind of like a Julio Jones frame. Just as far as you can tell, he is extremely fast. You've seen Julio
Predator.
Before. Julio's like shins had veins.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it looked like a roadmap. And when Darnell Mooney walked up, I was like, that's the kind of guy you can look at and you can say, I know that guy's really fast.
Yeah, you're like, I've seen this before. I think I know how this plays out. I know how I want this to play out.
Bo was reading out the 40
times. I
think
offense has a real chance to be fun to watch this year.
I think so too. And when you talk about being able to take the top off the defense like we talked to Darnell about, man, it was a lot of fun. Now, granted, you might have to outscore some teams because you wonder what you're going to get off the edge and at the cornerback position, but nonetheless. We also talked to Darnell Saturday night about, look, man, you go into these meetings, you talk to Kirk Cousins, you break down film, man. What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's amazing. And he lets you be you as well. I mean, he's just like, I'm just going to trust you. Like, it was a ball yesterday that he was like, look, I didn't see you, I haven't seen you, and I'm going to continue to throw this ball. And we're like 19 for 20 on it. So I'm going to continue to gain his trust, and hopefully he can continue to be whatever. Like, throw that thing up to me when he doesn't see me.
I think that we have seen this play out. I don't know about how much with Darnell Mooney so far, but definitely Saturday night, Bo, when we saw Kyle Pitts, it was like those two were completely on the same page. And you and I have talked about it. Some of the things that we did not see last year, back shoulder throws, hitting guys in stride, catching the ball and running, maybe even breaking a tackle once they get the pads on. We didn't see any of that last year. Darnell Mooney kind of talked about with us, but we got to see some of that in person Saturday night.
You know, it's hard to catch the ball and run when the ball stops you and then, you know, in those situations, or it's in a double coverage because it's a two-man route, which – I'm getting tired of saying, so I know that the fans were tired of watching it last year, but 19 of 20 on a ball that he's like, I'm just throwing it to where you're supposed to be, whether I see you there or not, and you'll get there. That's wild to think, but Kyle Pitts, and Nicky just said this offense has a chance to be really good and really fun. Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it's also a fun offense to watch because he's bringing what Kyle and Sean McVay have ran for all these years, and obviously Mike Shanahan's system, and that you, and now you see these weapons, and you go, "Oh, I'm glad Arthur Smith stockpiled all these weapons that he never used because now we've got them, and they're all fresh for the most part. And look what we can do when we run it a little bit more wide open."
Yeah,
you know what? I don't care where the defense is at right now.
Nicky,
score points.
Do you remember?
Are you sure about that?
Well, we'll just outscore them, right?
We'll
shootout.
Right. 45-42. We'll take it. Nikki, do you remember the Friday Night Lights from back in like 2010, 2011?
Yes, because Mookie, Matt Moore, used to always make fun of me.
Where was that at when you were around?
For the emphasis of how I would say Friday Night Lights.
Friday
it was
Night
at Flowery
Lights.
Branch High School, right?
Did we do one at Flowery Branch High School? I know we did one when I was there at North Gwinnett.
There was one at Flowery Branch High School, I'm pretty positive.
I remember that.
North Gwinnett, Gainesville, we did one.
Yeah, they used to just pick a school. In fact, it was...
North Gwinnett.
It was always in that area because people were like, why aren't they coming to the South Side? And I would tell you because the whole point is to ride like a bus down there, and it's just kind of hard on a Friday night to take a school bus from Flowery Branch to McDonough. You know, it's not easy.
No worries, we did it to Dalton High School, which was not fun. Nonetheless, that was one of the longest days of my life. Look, when we come back, man, we're gonna go in the huddle, talk about some NFL news. Tua Tagovailoa stepping in front of that crowd and saying, "Show me the money." Sports Radio 92.9.
We'll be right back.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.